We got out tough tonight. Davidson played much harder. They had lost two games in a row. They came out. They played with great force on both sides of the ball. You know, they just they wanted it more, and their level of effort and activity was far superior than ours.
Coach, after, you know, a great shooting night against Bryant, you guys struggled again tonight shooting the ball. What are you seeing that needs to be changed in order for this offense?
Nothing. We got good looks. We missed them.
Yeah.
We missed stuff in the paint. We missed stuff on the outside. You know, we just weren't in the right mindset to play this game. We did not come out hungry, wanting to beat a really good team in their building. We didn't play with that level of, with that attitude that you have to play with to be great, and it showed.
What more do you want to see from the defense? It felt like Davidson got a looks up at the rim.
Yeah, they did a good job of posting us up right away. They had great length up front. Reed Bailey is legitimately 6'10", so he was able to score inside early. But they were able to kind of score the ball early. It gave them a lot of confidence. We were hoping that they wouldn't post as much. I think they hadn't really done that a ton, but they probably looked at the matchups and thought that they could score inside. Then we started doubling the post, but that's hard to do the way they play. They move you around so much, it's hard to double the post.
Who are the guys that you're looking to like carry the load offensively, and how do you think they did tonight?
I don't know if I'm looking at one particular person. I think we've got to do it by committee, to be honest with you. I don't know if there's anybody that I'd say, okay, he's got to carry the load for us. I think, you know, when you look at the leadership part of it, I think Miles Brewster is our leader. He's got to lead better. I did not think we practiced great leading up to the game, and I told the team that. Felt like we took a step back in terms of our intensity and focus, try to prepare us for that, but we were not ready. We did not prepare great, and it showed.
How can you guys get to the free throw line more often?
You know, we got to throw it in. You know, tonight they had good size in there, but we got to throw it in more. We got to drive it in there. You know, we were just slow to everything. We were reacting very slowly with their length and size and speed. We just, our level of reaction to what they were doing. They were putting two on a ball, and we were having a hard time making quick decisions with the basketball.
And then
so I saw that if we could have done that, we could have drove the ball more. We were just holding on to the ball way too long before we were able to attack, and that really hurt us.
Yeah. And then lastly, Coach, I just, like, how important is it to open the second half strong? You did so against Bryant and were able to pad that lead today. Davidson started strong and kind of was able to.
Yeah, I was disappointed in the way we started the second half. We turned it over right away. We gave up a layup right away. It was important for us to kind of, kind of play better to, you know, kind of set the tone of the way we're going to play in the second half. You know, I thought our guys looked exhausted by the way. I thought we looked tired. They ran us around. Their offense, their level of fitness, I thought, was far superior than ours. You know, the way they play offense really hard. And I thought our guys were worn out, honestly.
And then what do you just kind of learn from a game like this?
Yeah, I think there's another level that we got to get to in terms of our fitness, in terms of our toughness. I think this is a great game to look back on and see how far you can get, you know, in the next month, because we've got to be a much stronger team to win games in our league. And this is a game that you can look back on and say, okay, are we tougher than the way that we played down at Davidson? Because they checked us, you know, they checked us. They, you know, they came out with a lot of force and they played with a lot of energy. And we were not up to the task. But in a month, can we close that gap, you know, and be more of a team that could come into this building and at least make this a game?
Yeah. And then, you know, he's just getting his footing, but having Malcolm back, how excited are you to have him back from injury?
I'm happy for Malcolm. He's an awesome kid. He worked really hard to get back, and you know, we're really happy that he's able to play.
All right. Thank you, Coach. That's all I've got.
Have a nice Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.